Post game on Sunday, Warriors player coach David Longstaff. One point weekend, David, from two tough games.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Craig. I'm pretty happy with how the weekend went. Obviously, we hadn't lost before the weekend come in, and I think we had 13 out of 14 points. So that's pretty pleased. We played two good periods in Solway last night against a very good team. We know they're struggling a bit, but it's only a matter of time that they're going to come good with a team and a course like that. So it just happened to be against us last night, so you take that one on the chin. We come back tonight, we try to get a rule together that we don't lose two games in a row. And I thought we played excellent tonight. I think that's the best we've played all season. Another man of the match for the away goalie, I think, tells its story every game we play at Whitley Bay. The away goalie gets man of the match, so maybe we have to start and change things up a bit, but I thought they played well as well. I actually thought the referee's done well, and if I was watching that, I would have quite enjoyed it.
It was good to watch from the stands. We were talking to Terry Ward before. It was possibly, from a coaching point of view, a bit too open for his liking, but I think, can't really complain on the
derby. What happens is when you've got good players, it's going to become open. The league's getting better. There's better individual players. And that's what happens. I mean, when you watch the NHL, sometimes it's wide open because players can take players on. And I think when you look at both teams, they've both got players that can handle the puck, take people on and make passes. So as a coach, I think everyone's trying to get the perfect game, but it just doesn't happen like that.
It's about 2 months into the season now. Yourself as player coach, how are you getting the two things together as a player and then a coach? I saw you in obviously Dumfries last night, very active on the bench and kind of separating the role. Are you trying to do both things at the same time?
I'm trying to do both things at the same time. It's obviously difficult because you want to concentrate on playing, and I'd probably be a better player if I was doing that. But the one thing I find coming to this league is that the players struggle with instructions. A lot of the players have good talent, good skills, but what they don't, especially my team, sometimes they struggle with instructions. I can tell them something and they can go out a minute later and do the total opposite. So that's what I'm finding difficult, and probably I have to calm down a little bit and not be as frustrated and not let them see that. But like you said, this is my first job. We're 2 months in, 7 weeks in, and I'm learning, they're learning, so hopefully I'll find a happy balance somewhere.
So on the player front, obviously short on D, lost Dan Pye during the match, he didn't play yesterday, came back tonight. Plus side, Dean Holland back yesterday, didn't play tonight, so you're getting players back eventually?
We are. The thing with Dan Pye is sometimes he's too brave for his own good. I keep telling him just stay off until you're ready, and he keeps telling me he's ready, and then he comes on. To be honest with you, I thought he was our best defenseman before he went off. That's why I was a little bit upset when Dave came and said he can't go. I was like, he's the best player, of course he can go. But for these players, I want them just to get ready now. Just take time off if you have to, and we'll play short and just come back fully fit.
Excellent. Well, it was good to watch. Hopefully you enjoyed it as a player.
I loved it. I hope the fans loved it, both sets of fans. What you want in a derby. Probably everyone goes home happy. 4-4 draw, and I'm happy, they're happy, the fans are happy. That's what everyone pays their money for.
Brilliant. We'll see you down at Teesside very soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.